starting on Tzadanim Beis on the Gemara, or after the Mishnah Itmar. Mishnah Nazar Bechu Beisak Kvaris. So the case of the Mishnah, a person was a Nazar in his Beisak Kvaris. The Nazirus is Chal, and he can't drink wine, and he can't cut his hair. He's not allowed to be Matam L'Mesim, but he doesn't bring Korban Tuma since he didn't start out with Tahara. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Nazirus Chal Olav. Rish Lakish, however, disagrees and says that the Nazirus is not Chal. Therefore, he doesn't get malchus for yayin or taglachas, etc. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nazirus Chal Olav. So Remitla Talya Bekaima. Kiven the Mishkacha Tahara Chaylo. So the Nazirus is already there, but the Nazirus of Tahara is waiting to take effect. Mishlokosh Amar Ein Nazirus Chal Olav. It's not Chal. Ihodar Amar Chaylele. Miloy Loy. He needs to make a new Kabbalah, but the Kabbalah which he needs to make is not a full Kabbalah. He just has to say Reini Kemoshah Nadarti. He doesn't have to make a. In other words, the Kabbalah and Nazirus that he made is valid. Just the. It's not Chayol. So he just undertakes it once he comes out. We had in Rosh Hashanah way back when the Kodesh Lakish is a Balta Acharish. He has a chiyuv to leave since he undertook a Naziris and it's not taking effect yet, but he committed to it, so he has an Isra Balta Achar. He has a chiyuv to try and undo it as quickly as possible. Put the sefer down. Okay.
I'm confused. I mean, if he doesn't make any other sort of verbal declaration of being a Nazir, he's not a Nazir.
So it's like a person made a netter to be a Nazir. So it's like making a netter to do something. So it's a Balta Acher.
Okay.
Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Misha Nazir, Rabbi Vesa Kvaris. It's not Adam and Minyan, and obviously you don't bring a Karmen Tumah because he's not a Nazir yet. Vice versa, the Mishnah is a Nazir, just it doesn't count. He doesn't bring Karmen Tumah because of the situation. He didn't start in the tears of Tahara yet. But it's Chal. Amr Lay, so Rish Lakish said back, the Pshat the Mishnah is Enam Ataris Tumah, Benam Ataris Korban. So that when the Mishnah says that he's not maybe Karmen Tumah, he means he's not Ataris Tumah. That's why he doesn't bring a Karmen Tumah. Okay. Okay. We have a price which says a person was Tomei ben Nazar. I think it's a Mishnah. It's a price. So a person was Tomei already and he undertook to be a Nazar. Also, the Galech, well, it's just the Ayin, well, it's the Mason. Vim Gilech, Vishos the Ayin, Minita the Mason, raise a surface as a boy. The fact that he undertook the Naziris Betumah doesn't prevent the Naziris from being Chal. And he has an Isser of Yayin, an Isser of Taglachas, and he has an Isser to go and actually be Matam on the Mason. Okay. See, Yamar Bishlom Achaylo, Hanotaymo, the subject is Aboyim. Yamar Lechaylo, my subject is Aboyim. If it's Chal, I understand why he gets Malchus. If it's not Chal, why doesn't he get Malchus? Why does he get Malchus? So it's the Kasha Rish Lakish. Hachamayaskinan, but Yoitse Benichnas. The case was that he undertook to be a Nazir, Betuma. He left the situation of Tuma, means he went through the whole process of Tahara. Then he went back into the base, and then he's a Nazir. Now he has Dinah Malkus, if he's Megaleach, or he's Sheshayayin, or Shetam Alamesim. The question is, so what's the Kiddush? Right. So the Kiddush would have to be that the Kabbalah was not a Kabbalah Gemara. He didn't. It just said a rainy Kamasha Nadarti and Nazarti, and that's enough that it's Chal. So a person was a Tomei and a Benazar, and he went out and he came back. He went out and was Matar himself, and then it's Chal, even though without a new Kabbalah's Naziris, just saying a rainy Kamasha Nazarti. That's the Chiddush.
It's a pretty bold, because it doesn't seem to be well rooted in the words of the Braisa.
Right.
What Braisa the Mishnah are you to maybe no Zara through the Galayach?
Okay. Aceway. And Yizayim and off the top. So we have a Tzmichlokas in Rechon and Shalokas, whether it's Chal or not, in a case where he started being Tomei. So it says, Ein Bein Tomei Shenozer, the Nozer Torah Shenitma, a person who was Tomei when he undertook to be the Nozer, a person who was Nozer who was Torah and then became Tomei. The difference between the two of them is Al Tomei Shenozer Shvi Shaloi Oyla Lamin Aminyan. Nozer Torah Shenitma Ein Shvi Shaloi Oyla Lamin Aminyan. So a person who was Tomei when he made his Naziris, so he's not Chayav a Korban Tuma. So as soon as he finishes the Tara process, he can start counting Torah days. So he was Nazar on Monday, and he was Tomei. So he starts his Tara process that day. So that's day one of his Tara process is Monday, and he'll be do Hazor on Wednesday and on Sunday. That's day seven. Day seven will be the first day of his Naziris of Tahara. But if a person was a Nozer already and he became Tomei, the law is that he cannot start his count until he brings his Korban Tuma, which he cannot bring on day seven. Because he's not fully, even though he's Torah, he can't become the Beis HaMikdash to bring a Korban until the next day. He's a Tuyoyim. So he can't bring the Korban until the following day, and that's when he starts counting the day one. So you see, it's all of an aminyan. So according to Birchon, that the Naziris is chal when he's Tomei, when he undertook the Naziris Betumah. So as soon as he finishes his Tahara process, day seven is all it counts him in a minyan. If you hold like Rish Lakish that the Naziris isn't chal if he starts at Batuma, so my Erlala min aminyan. How does day seven be Erlala min aminyan? Okay. So the lashon of Erlam and Aminyan, I guess the Morris is assuming, does not fit according to Reish Lakish. Even if the standard answer Reish Lakish would give, but if he's makabel, if he says Rainy commercial is art, he finishes the Torah process and on day seven he says, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do my Naziris. Right? But if that's what it meant, so it's not so much that Harani that Erlam and Aminyan is that he can be and he be Makabal Naziris then, or the declaration which starts the Naziris that he had been Makabal earlier. Therefore, the more says like this, we have to revamp the Machlokes of Yerchon and Reish Lakish. Amar Bar Bar Rav Ashi Meichel Kol Yamal Pligi Dechayla. They're not arguing if the Naziris is Chal. A kipligi is the milky. What they're arguing about is that though Israel did that Naziris which is chal on him. Stop. Before we get to the next step. So therefore, even Kadosh Lokesh is chal right away. And as soon as he comes Tor, he can start counting his days in Naziris. So he doesn't need, so that then other than a minion makes sense. So we've answered our question. The question is, what is the Machlokes? The Machlokes is there Malkus for the tumor that he's in? Kepigal the Milky, Rabbi Yechon Sabar, Kiman the Chayla, Loki, since Naziris is Chal, he can get Malkus for Tuma. So if he will stay in the basic forest, he's being Matam himself, Lemesim, which the Nasir can't do. So he would get Malkus. If they would give him Asra, you know, you're a Nasir, you can't be in here. And he says, I'm staying anyway. So he'll get Malkus. But Rish Lakish says, Sabra Loy Loki. But still, Chayla. Since he was Makabal already in a state of Tuma, he doesn't get Malkus now everybody agrees, like the Mishnah says, he doesn't bring Karma Tuma. That requires a Tara process, being first Tor and then becoming Tome. So Rish Lakish says the same way in regards to the Korban Tumah, the Pasuk, it will mostly bring a Pasuk to be reminded that there's no Korban Tumah, there's also no Malkus for Tumah either.
Yes.
Let's see the Rush.
So this seems to be the same point of Yochanan, that this is an Issa to be Mosif Tumah. He's already Tomei. So, let's take a regular Nazir. So, you know, he's Matamid Lemesim. Okay, fine. So, he has the halachos associated with that. But then the next day, does he have still an Isser to be Matamid Lemesim? Or do you say, no, once he's Tameh, he's Tameh? And we're not.
That's Machloikas. Well, okay. The Pasha says yes, he does have an issue. The question is why. So there's two approaches to it. One is there's the cost of there's an issue with nothing to Matam and the Mason and the end of conversation. Alternatively, there's a lot of Tumah b'chiburin that even a person who's already Tumah b'tumas mace, when he's in a state of being in contact with the mace, he has a higher level of tumah. The mace is an aviyah vasa tumah, and the person is an abba tumah. So, what an abba tumah, which touches kalim. The kelim become tummy, but not that they become tummy for one day. And Rebbe Shatuma touches, let's say, something metal, at least for sure, then becomes tummy full tumma 7 days. If the person is touching the mace and he touches the kelim, tumma b'chiburin, and it's if that tumma is touching directly to the mace. The same thing would be tumas oil also. If he'd be in a tumas oil with the mace and he would touch something, mm-hmm. which is outside the oil, but so that itself is not tummy because of the mace. It's tummy through him, from him to the mace to him to the item.
Yeah,
that's it's a higher level of tumma. So the Isser being the time of the Mason, so some suggest by the Nazir, even though he's already Tomei, but he's adding another level of Tumas Mason to himself while he's being the time of the Mason.
I understand. The case of the Ohel, how is that Chibur? I mean, that's. Is it only by Nazir?
No. Okay.
Tumas Ohel automatically has a din of Chibur?
I'm not sure what you're picturing. Said Tumas Oil. So they're out in the field. That's the start of the first case. Person out in the field. He touches the mace, and he touches something else with his other hand. Right, that's Tumas Chibur.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Person goes into Erla Mace, so even though he hasn't touched the mace, it's like he's been Chiburin with the mace. He sticks his hand out the window and he touches something. Okay. So it's also done to Tumas Chiburin. Even he hasn't touched the mace, but he's oil with the mace. It's like he's also done to Tumas Chiburin. While he's in a state of being receiving the tumor from the mace, he acts as a conduit to be Matamas.
While he's still in the Ohel.
Right.
Okay, he walks out of the Ohel and he touches something. That's not Chiburin.
No, right. So. That's one. So the Ravid says that halacha of Gabi to Hilus Kahanim, the Yisr of Kahanim is manazeh which are Tumei Mason to Matam of the Mason is the right because of Tumas Chiburin. Some say this is kind of now with Matam of the Mason is the Rabbanan, the Tumei anyway, so there's a list of the Tumei again. And the Ravid says it's the right because by being Matam, as during the moment he's been with Tamil Mason, he's up his level of Tumah. So that also goes into this serving with Tamil Mason.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right, so even though he might not be touching something else.
Correct.
It's just like the potential.
But just the potential is there. He's added a higher level of Tumah to himself through those moments. So that's part of the Yisr. So either it's Exeris the custom over here, or it's. That's the sword. Let's see the rush. We're holding on the design. Now, where your rush is printed in different Gemara is printed in different places. Some places the rush is printed on Yuzinam and Aleph. My Gemara is printed on Tezainam Beis where it belongs. Okay, Idmar Misha Nozer, but who base a chorus? Riachem or Nazirus Chalala. So Riachem knows that the Nazirus is Chalala, also Beyayim and Taglachas, he now has an Isser of drinking wine, getting his hair cut. Yamarmalay Al Tinzer, Benozer, and if they warned him, don't do this, because you're in a state of Tumah, you have an Isser being Nitma Lameis when you're doing this. He did it anyway. Or they told him you can't stay in the basic chorus, you're an also, you can't be here. He didn't leave. It's like it. So get Malchus for any of those things. But bringing the korban requires the Zeris Tahara. But the Naziris Tahara is waiting to take effect. So the Birchan doesn't need him a Kabul. Right now the Mor is assuming he has to be Makabal again. After he goes out and he goes through the Torah process, he has to be Makabal Naziris again. Miu. Now this is true that Mutalov Lotse Sulakabal can look at Parakama than the Dorim. We had it back in the Dorim also, right? Okay. That he has a chiyuv to be matar himself in order to, and if he doesn't, he's over about to acher. And furthermore, is that the rush? Also does about the acher, even though he's already a nazir, but since he has a chiyuv to be a nazir in a state of tahara, there's also an iser a chiyuv to facilitate that as quickly as possible. The veneer of the Reish Lakish Nami Enotzer Kabbalah's Naziris Gemur. He doesn't need a new act of Kabbalah. Ela Omer Hareini bin Naziris. I'm just undertaking. I'm doing what I said. I'm in that state of now what I committed to. So the Moriz Madaik from the Mishnah, the Hamechel Chayla. If it's not chal, my shaykh lemisni, and maybe karmen tuma. Mishnah says you don't bring karmen tuma. Obviously not. If you don't know, you don't bring karmen tuma. Halacholalov naziris chal. Obviously the naziris was chal. Just you don't bring the korban. Amalei ena b'teres tuma ve'ena b'teres korban. B'chol kamer ena elulam in a minyan. He adds in the words l'chayil naziris klal shim nitma achakach al pisha tor loy loki. So it means according to Shlokish, if he was matar himself and he didn't say Reina ben Aziris, nothing happens. See, even if that he becomes tummy, nothing happens. Menor maybe karmatuma achi yitur be kabal of Aziris. So the Kiddush of the Mishnah, according to this, according to the Rosh, is that. Anyway, but karmatuma means even if he became Torah first, he doesn't bring a karmatuma until he's makabel naziris. Hachamaskin and beyotze benichnis. She yotze min atuma yadei hazoa with tefila. He went through the whole Torah process. Kibbutz love naziris, and according to Shulchan Aruch, he actually then was makabel naziris as well. And then Menichnas, then he went to the basic chorus. So what's the chiddush? Kamash alone, the Alpha God will keep it alive, Kabbalah Gemurah, Alama Harani Nozir, Havi Nozir. Harani Nozir is a full Kabbalah. I'm not sure. Harani Ben Aziris is what we had before, that's a little bit easier. I have the words Ben Aziris in parentheses.
I do too.
Me too.
I would have suggested that's actually, I would have put that in brackets and put the word Nozer in parentheses. Okay. Al Tomish and Nozer Zain Ola Lizmana Minion Ola Loimina Minion. Fish Ein Sorach the hobby carbon, since he doesn't bring a carbon, so he can start counting as soon as he finishes the Torah process, even though he's a Tul Yoyim. The tomb of a Tul Yoyim is not strong enough to prevent the Naziris from taking effect. But he needs to bring a korban, and then he starts over again. He has to retire his rosh by bringing the korban, which can't happen until the next day because it's Tul Yom. Can't bring the korban. But if Rish Lakish is correct that it's not chal at all, am I early in a minyan? I ain't alone in the serious cloud. Achi Kabul, he's not an ozer yet. Kitama the Mairi Bishakibal love. Good, so he said the case was he was Makabal. So day 7 came. He was finished his Torah process. He said, Tul Yom. He says, okay, I'm ready to go. So the Mishnah cat, good, it works. And day 1 is, this is today's day 1. Maybe that's the case. And can't listen, he says, Tzarek Lachzer Belidr. He said, Tzarek. So the main chiluk already is in this Kabbalah. So just say the difference in the two cases is that this fellow needs him a Kabbalah. This little, the person was a Nozer, Tomei Shenozar. Excuse me, a Tomei Shenozar has to be Makabal. And a Torah which became Nitma doesn't need Makabal. So if your chiluk is ready in the Kabbalah, so say make that the chiluk. So therefore the Morris says, Mechel Kalam Lapiga the Kaila. Menon Sark Kabbal love Shanis. He doesn't need to redo it. And Rish Lakish agrees against Malchus for if he cuts his hair or if he drinks wine. Kipliki the milky perish al tumah. Does he have Malchus for tumah? Rabbi Yochanan Sabar Kibin the Chayla Lilkos al Yayin al Taglachas Lokanami al tumah. Once it's chal, Naziris is chal for everything else, it's chal for tumah as well. So they tell him, get out of this basic of oras, otherwise you get Malchus. He doesn't go, he gets Malchus. And Rish Lakish says that he doesn't get Malchus on the tumah, just like Yehecha, the Enel, maybe Karban tumah. Just like he doesn't bring a Karban tumah, which Rabbi Yochanan agrees to, he also doesn't get Malchus. That's like the Rush. So let me ask you a question. Comes out that the Machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish wasn't whether it's chal or not. So when we have before Eisei Rech and the Mishlokish, he's proving that it's chal. Mishlokish never argued on that. We're saying that this. We're saying that that if we would go back in time, Rabbi Rashi is 200 years after Rish Lakish. He's saying if I go back in time, I'm telling you Rish Lakish said it's chal. But we have a quote of Riachar Rish Lakish that Riachar is assuming Rish Lakish said it's not chal. Well, what was the argument? So the Rush, it's not Rabbi Yechon asking, it's only the Gemara asking. The Gemara is asking, more as it were putting words in Rabbi Yechon's mouth, that this is what Rabbi Yechon would have asked. And now we realize that that was incorrect. Okay, you find the other places in Shas this type of a conversation.